connection back with the places about Shechar, and that's a Kedusha in the Tamra. So let's start from the Gemara here by Shtita. Let's see inside. Gavriel, you want to read? You're eating a donut, Lamaisa. Jacob, go ahead, you read, okay?
I can read.
You read another time, Mr. Shem. I want to know him to read, but he's not here. Go ahead. Shtita, go ahead. Everyone got it there? Okay, let's see. Go ahead. Okay, so let's define what shtisa is. Okay, the first tof is a tof with a digation, and the second one is a saw. So shtisa means one of two things. Okay, the way Rashi defines it as being wheat that was put in an oven while it was wet, and it was dried out there, and then you you crush up those sheaves and you make flour out of it, okay? This is Rashi's Teich. This is how Rashi translates the word shtita. We're going to see it inside, but let's get the two pshatim first. That's the first pshat, the most prevalent pshat, of course. If Rashi HaKodesh writes this pshat, that's what shtita is, okay?
What does Rashi say?
Rashi says, let's read it inside. Go ahead. Why don't you read it inside, Jake? Go ahead. Read shtitas. Yeah, go ahead. What does that mean here? All stuck together. So what does Rashi say this means? What does he say it means? Got all stuck together.
It's made from chemical oils that are dried out in the oven when the shibboleth is wet.
Right. So what it means here is, Gavriel, is that you have it's a food that's made from flour, but the flour came from parched wheat that was being toasted in the oven because it was wet. So the sheaves were wet. You put it in the oven to dry it out, and then you take from that wheat, crush it up, and make flour out of that wheat. Okay? That's the chiddush. That's the chiddush we want to say regarding what? That's the chiddush we want to say regarding Rashi. Okay? Is that clear? You got Rashi?
Yeah.
That real clear? Now, there's another pshat, Lamaisa, I want you to know. The other pshat is from the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay? Now, Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, Dir Maskos Shtita, which I gave you, basically says as follows. He says that there's another pshat, and that is you made it out of flour after it was cooked in water. Meaning the flour was cooked in water, and you made it. This is a porridge. There is no doubt it's a porridge. But the question is, did you use it with it was made from kemach after it was cooked in water. So the kemach was already prepared by cooking it in water. According to Rashi Pshat, you're not taking the kemach and you're not cooking it in water. The kemach is just made straight up from that toasted sheaves that were wet. Okay? You got that? So if you look in the Rambam, which I gave you, the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos actually has two different pshatim here. What is the pshat that is found, Lamaisa, there? What is the pshat that's found there? The Rambam writes in Chos Brachos, Pirek Gimel, Lachah Gimel, there's one girsa that says, Kemach Shekalehu, which is you actually parch the flour, and then there are nuskos that say, Kemach Sheshalku, that they did not parch at all the flour, they just cooked it in water. So if you look in the Rambam, he basically incorporates, he quotes both Pshatim, Rashi and the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay? So either the bottom line is that you are, you know, toasting what? You toasted the flour itself. That's what Rashi Pshat is, because you're toasting in the oven. Or you're taking the flour itself and you are cooking it in water. And then you make the porridge from there. Okay? No, Rambam's two different girsos. Two different Pshat. Rambam records both Rashi and the Rabbeinu Yonah. But for our purposes, we call it a porridge, okay? So we call it a porridge, and that's how it's manufactured, and that's how it's made, halach lamaisa. Okay, go ahead, Jacob. Let's see Vayter. Yes, what does the Gemara say?
Gemara says,
Right. So the Rav Chisda says right off the bat that they're not arguing, right? What does he say? He says, the thick one, go ahead. Avad. The thick one is for Achila. Go ahead. And therefore you say a Shahakal. Okay? So it's very clear, Lamaisa, that that they're not arguing at all. That's the Pashup shot. And we assume that they're not arguing at all, Pidin. Okay? Now, it's interesting that if you look in the Rambam says in Perek Gimel, Lacha Gimel, he writes as follows. He says, Kol Sharoi Lachila Ulalaso Ulalato. Some people have a Girsa Ulalato. Anything that's Roi Lachila and it's Roi to chew. Bracha Berkaso Breminim is owns. Kol Sha'ena Roi Lach El Shtia Berkaso Shahako. So Rambam says, anything that's fit to be eaten and that you chew up, you say a mizonos. Anything that's shtia, what does Ram say? Sam? You say shahakol. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes this beferish of Sivin Reish Ches Sivov. Reish Ches Sivov, that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Okay?
So it's
Rachel,
it's dead? I mean, it's
the shtia? No. Yeah, that's the push up shot in the Gemara. Right. That's what the Rambam seems to be saying. But we got to break it down further. The Shulchan Aruch quotes him word for word. That's correct. Shulchan Aruch quotes him his hatik lashona word for word. But again, the Rambam says anything that's roi lachila ulalaso. We're going to say lasso the chew is mizonos. Not roi lachila. It's the shtia. The bracha shahako. This already calls to memory, right? The three reasons we had. If you remember, we had three reasons why on beer, which we're going to get back to, on beer. Why you say what? Why do you say shahako? Yes. So what were the three reasons? One is that it's a shtia. Two, that it was tam. And three, it was what? It was ilui achrinim bepas. Yes? So this sugya already is a very good segue to that distinction that Tosfos meant between ochlin and mashkin. Okay? So the Magen Avraham quotes this Rambam, and he says, I don't really understand the Rambam, because it seems like the Rambam is a sosur himself internally. Please follow this. The Rambam says the following. The Rambam says the Magen Avraham. In the beginning he writes, if it's not roi to chew, what bracha is it? What do we say? It's going to be what? Shahakol. Even though it's not roi lo what? L'shtia. No, even though it's not roi l'shtia. Again, what did the Rambam say? Rambam said, anything that's roi l'achila and to chew, the bracha is bremen imazonos. What's the blatant diuk of that? The blatant diuk of that is that what? Is that it's not roi lo what? To chew, right? It'll drop to a shahakol, even though it hasn't reached the level of being a shtia. Yeah. But if you look at the end of the Rambam says, when do you say shahakol? Only when it's labeled as a what? As a shtia. Anything short of that, right? Even though it's not what? Even though it's not what? Even though it's not lamaisa's, you know, roi l'shtia lamaisa, it's not shakokach roi l'shtia. What will the bracha be? It will not be shahakol, right? Even though it's not roi l'loso, it'll be what? A mizonos. So make up your mind, Rambam. If you're very rigid about the beginning and you're very rigid about the end, you end up having a stira. So which wins? The beginning or the end? So the Magen Avraham says the end wins. Let's get it. And he says anything that's not roi l'shtia, you say a mizonos, even though it's what? Even though it's not roi to what? Roi to choose. To chew it, b'maisa. As long as it's not what? It's not roi l'shtia, it's not a shtia. The Rambam says, halacha l'maisa, it will be a borei m'neimu what? Mizonos. This is what the Magen Avraham wants to say. It has to be labeled as a shtia. If it's not a shtia, it will be a mizonos. If it's labeled as a shtia, it'll be shahakol. So this is how the Magen Avraham, he goes with the end rather than the beginning. Yes, Sam?
So what, he just said you're not in the beginning?
Yeah. He says you have to read the end in light of the end. Correct. You have to read the beginning in light of the end. The end is the ikar. So when we have to be rigid about is the end. When he says, not roi l'shtia, el l'shtia shakol. If it's not shtia then, it's going to be mizonos. Ah, you can't chew it? I don't care, he says. The bracha will be mizonos, even though it's not roi l'loso. Okay?
Example,
it's
middle ground.
What do you mean?
Higher than roi l'shtia, but lower
than roi l'shtia. I mean, what would be an example? I don't know. Let's say some type of porridge that you have for a cake. You can't drink porridge, you know, or batter.
Sauce.
Yeah, something like that. A batter. No one drinks batter, but you can't chew it.
Right, we're not a milkshake.
You don't chew batter. Milkshake's more of a shtia. But I'm saying, let's say a batter for a cake. you can't drink that, but you don't chew it.
The glaze for the glazed donuts. Is that right?
Yeah, let's say it's Roy Lachiv. Yeah, let's say it is. If it's not Roy Lachiv, then you can't say bracha, you know. It's Roy Lachiv. Right, that's what I'm. That's what you're going to say. You're going to say a mizonos. Anything that's not shtia, you're going to say a mizonos. Okay, even though you can't chew it.
My question is on the kasha. The kasha, the beginning of Rambam says, what happened? What, the middle ground was away, right? Sometimes in between shtia and mechila.
That's the steer in the Rambam.
Right. So what I'm asking, what's in between?
That was the steer. The Rambam said anything that in the Rambam in the end said anything that's not shtia will be mizonos, right. And anything that's what that you can't chew on should be a what? Should be a shakal.
Okay.
So that was a steer in the Rambam.
I don't see how it's my question. What would be an example of the steer? Like what falls
that, into that? That's the answer I'm giving you. The answer at the end of the day is that you look focus on the end. Anything that's not a steer will be mizonos.
Without the answer, though, the actual steer itself. Right?
Yes.
Right, Rambam brings a steer.
Yes.
He says that anything that's not Roy Lachit, something that's not Roy Lachit.
What does the Rambam say in the beginning? That if it's not Roy Lawat, if it's not Roy to chew it, the bracha will be shackled, even though it's not steer. So batter. Use my example of batter.
So that means
that was the stira. What bracha do you say in the batter?
Still only comes if you use the word chew, not the word achil.
Right. That's what he says. He says lalasa. Roy lachil ulalasa. Those are the two words the Rambam said.
I thought he said
Not roy. Not just roy lachil. Roy lachil ulalasa. Both. Actually, the gears that I think we had was lalato. But the you remember what was your gears?
Me and
you had Lato? I thought it was Lalasa. Okay, I think let's assume it's Lalasa. It means the same word. It means to chew. So that's the example. You bring up it's a good question. That the batter was the steerer. You can't drink it. So, but otherwise you can't chew it. So the beginning of the Rambam implies shaka. The end of the Rambam implies that well, we can't chew it. It's a mizona. Which one is it? The second one wins. Okay, Cole's mind that it's not a drink. You say a mizona. You got it?
Is soup considered a drink?
No, but it's not considered, it's an adamos. That's not even a shlalim, it's a shlokos. You know that, right? We learned that from shlokos. I'm glad he asked that. Good?
Chicken
soup. Okay.
What about like barley soup?
What'd you say? Chicken soup would be shako, because they're chicken, you say shako.
What about
right?
Barley soup?
Unless you have vegetables in it.
What about like barley soup?
Barley, we said you say shlokos. It would be a barley, would be mizonos, lemaisa. If it would be barley soup, but if there's other vegetables in there, okay. All right, poshim shadu be mizonos. Okay, so the maisa, we have this distinction between ava and what else? And raka. Ava is for achila. Raka is for what? For refuah. Okay, we got that? Sorry, raka is for refuah, it says. The Gemara says. Raka is for refuah. Okay, let's read Rashi. Go ahead, Jacob. Very good, doing a great job. Go ahead. Kaima. What does that remind you of, that phrase, Milsa Kaima?
Previous
Sugya. Excellent, Gabriel. Trima. Hilchasa Trima, Bimilsayo Kaima. Right? That's why you say AIDS. Okay. Now, bless you. So it comes out. Let's get this down. Comes out. If I ask you, Lamaisa, what is the reason why we say the bracha on Shtisa, if it's made Lerafu, if it's Raka? The bracha is Shaka. Why is that? So, Lamaisa. We're going to see it inside, but not now, Lamaisa. I want to get a little bit of Vaita in the Gemara, but I want you to get it down. If I ask you, why by Shtisa Raka, do you say a Shahako? So Taisa, the bottom Taisis, and the Rabbini Yonah Damascus Shtisa say, because it's a Mashkin. And anything that's a Mashkin is a Shahako. Plain and finished. That's Lamaisa, what the Taisis and Rabbini Yonah say. And that, as I said, gives memory to what we said about Tos Nimaskai Dusha the time, and then the beer, you say a shako because it's a what? Because it's a shtia. Last answer in Taisis. Okay. That's a very, very probable mahalach.
That means that if you said something for refuah, that
would make it a zonos? No, it says raka is l'refuah right. Ka'avde, right? So what does that mean? What does that lumdus mean? What that means is, Tos Nimaskai Dusha means a mashkin.
Right.
So that means you lav. It's lav dafka. The refu is not the ikka. The fact is that it's a raka.
So if something was achila for refu, it's still like mizonos.
Yeah. What I'm saying to you, what I'm asking you is, according to Taisa Ben Yonah, what word is lav dafka in the phrase in the Gemara? Okay. What word? Refu. You follow me, Akiva? What do you do for refu? You make it thin. So what Tyson Rabbeinu Yonah is, I want you to be able to always plug it back into the Gemara. God, really, you follow what I'm saying? Rafu is really lav dafka. The fact is that it's raka, and for Rafu purposes, what? You make it thin, but the fact is that it's thin, it makes it into a mashka. That's why you're saying shakal. Not because of the word Rafu. You got that? You got to understand how they learn pshat in the Gemara. You can't just, you got to replug it back in. That's the theory of Tosus and who and Rabbeinu Yonah. Tell me Rabbeinu Yonah. However, the Rashbai gave you Damascus Shtisa and the Ra'ah Damascus Rav. They say you say Shahakal. Why? Because they take the Gemara 100% seriously, Sam. And what do they say? What do they say? They say Rafua. Let's get it down. They meant Rafua, and the Gemara said Rafua, they meant Rafua. And therefore, anything Lamais that has made the Rafua, you say a Shahakal. Plain and simple. So you have a Machlaz showing right off the bat how to interpret the Gemara. You follow me? You got to be able to plug it back in. Get the reasons clear in your mind and plug it back in the Gemara. Now, yeah, go ahead, Akiva. Tosha Ben Yonah says, Rafu is just a simon that they made it what? They made it raka. Because whenever you do things for Rafu, you make it thin. But the bottom line is, because it's thin, it becomes a shtia. And that's why you're saying shaka, because it's a shtia. Not because of what? According to Rosh Ben Ra, because of Rafu. That's what they say. Now, the Rambam, in Pirak Gimel Lacha Gimel, the Rambam that I gave you, please get it. The Rambam says, he never mentions the word, did you notice? Rak asuya l'refuah. The Rambam never mentions the phrase that it was rak as asuya l'refuah. So if you'd ask me, who would the Rambam hold like? I would say, even if it's not named l'refuah, you'd say shakal. That's what I would say. And Lamaisa, the Rishon Litzion, Baruch Hashem Rechavet, the Baruch Haim HaKadosh. Baruch Haim HaKadosh Sefer is Rishon Litzion. And Gemara, and he says, Dir Maskashtit, exactly what we just said from the Rambam. Okay? He says exactly what we said from the Rambam. Rambam never mentions a word, Lamaisa, that it was considered to be Raka Suya L'Rafua. So the Iker is not the Rafua, the Iker is that it's thin, Lamaisa. Okay. Does anyone argue on that? Yes. The Meiri, I think I gave you Dir Maskashtit, the Meiri and Rabbeinu Manoach, and the Lecha Mishnah, and that Rambam say no. Raka is because it was made La what? Because it was made l'refua, so they say I'm wrong. The Meiri, the Rabbeinu Manoach, those are Rishonim. The Lecha Mishnah, they say I'm wrong, and the Rambam meant what? Rak is memel asu l'refua, and therefore whose camp is he in? Rashban, the Rashban, who else? It was the Rashban, who else? The Ra, correct. Excellent, guys. Okay? So that's a very big machlokes Rishonim, but it's a good methodological tool, how to read the Gemara. When you see that Gemara and it says Lamaisa l'refu avde, was it what? Was it dafka or was it what? Was it lav dafka? Okay. Now, Lamaisa, the pashup shot in the Gemara is, as I said, l'refu ka'avde, right? Lamaisa, this is the tool that I want to convey to you is something called simen and siba. What is simen? Simen is really synonymous with lav dafka. The word refu was a simen that it should be what? Raka. Or is it a Siba? What does Siba mean? Usually synonymous with the word Dafka when you're plugging in it. It meant Dafka because of what? That. And that's how you read the Gemara, Lamaisa. Okay? That's how you read the Gemara. It's interesting. You read it as a Siban or a Siba. It says Raka Rafula Kavde, Lamaisa. That's the reason, Lamaisa. That would seemingly be the reason. No, Rabbeinu Yonah said, that's not the way you read the Gemara. It's a Siman that it's Raka. Lamaisa, it's a sui keder shurigim lasos l'refua, but that's not the real reason why I say shakal. The real reason why I say shakal is because why? It's because the shtisa lamaisa, if we be made l'mazon, as Nate said, the bracha would still be shakal. Because why? It's thin. It's thin, it's thin. If I ask you, what would be the nafkamina between the two? Sam, what would be the nafkamina if you make a shtisa l'mazon, not l'refua? If you hold like who? If you don't like the first reasoning, like who, like the Taisar of Inayona, what? The bottom line is still a what? Still a Shtia. The Brach would be what? Shahakal. But if you don't like who? The Rashman, the Ra, then it's for Rafu. I'm not making it for Rafu. I'm making the Mazon. And therefore, what would the Bracha be? Nizonis. Okay? That's a very clear Nafkamini. You got it?
Nafkamini all the opposite way. I feel like it's a Rafu.
Okay, but we're talking within Raka, right? Within Raka. What do you mean? What do you mean? That's what I'm saying. Achila without Rafua.
Achila without
Rafua,
or Achila is Rafua. You would also have an Nafkamina. You would say, because it's Rafua, you still have a Shahakal, according to Rashba, and it's not a Shtia, so you wouldn't have.
What do you mean? If you do it just for Rafua, you're saying?
Yeah. Rafua is a Siba, even something that's not Rafua would be.
No. Not when it comes to Ochel, yeah. Not when it comes to Ochel. Refuah will not affect the Ochel Pashim Shah.
It's just Raka.
Yeah, we're only commenting within Raka, which we're going to see later in the Gemara.
It happens to be
Yeah.
So that's not really either one.
Usually Shtiyas are, Refuah are only Shtiyas. Usually we assume like that. We're talking within the notion of Raka. That is the Shtiyas of Raka. Okay, that's what we want to know.
So that means that Raka has to be a Shtiyah and has to be for Refuah.
We're commenting within Raka no matter what. Right? So the reason is, it says Raka or Refuah Avde. Is Raka Shahakol Ne because of Shtia? And Refuah is just a simon for that? Because medicines are always done, are usually for the Shtia. You don't call it, they don't have Ochel usually for Shtia. We don't have Refuah, we don't have Refuah for Ochel. Doesn't it, look at what we have, Lamaisa. Pills and stuff like that, Lamaisa. You're right. But what I'm saying to you is that this distinction now is only within Raka. We are assuming that Blila, we're assuming that Shtisa Ava will not be affected at all by Refuah. It will remain always an Ocha. Okay? So that's the Nafkamina. You got it? If I ask you, what are the two reasons why we say Raka is a Refuah is a Shahako? What are they? Either because what? Refuah is a Simon that it's a Shtia and that Shahako? Or either because why? It's because it's a Siba and it's Refuah and that's why it's a Shakal. Nafkamina would be a situation where what? Where you do a Lamazon, right? Lola Refuah, where you have Raka. If you say like the first reason, it'll still be a Shakal. If you say like the second reasoning, it's not a Refuah, it'll be a what? It'll be a Mazinus. Okay? All right. What does the Ramah say in Simon Reish Dalid Sif Aleph? What does the Ramah say? You tell me, what did the Ramah say? Reish, Simon Reish, Dal, Tzivit, Amir Kachas, on the jelly, which is not the derech bring to eat. What bracha did he say? Shahakol. He said, Lamais, like who? Like the Rashman, the Ra'ah. And Mishabrut, Sifkot, and he says, that's the Haskamas of Kol HaAchroinim. Lamais, Haskamas of Kol HaAchroinim is what? It's not that way. Is he said, the bracha Ru'uya, which is what Shita? The Shita's Ataisis, which is going to be what bracha? Mizonos, excellent. Mizonos. When it's Raka Lamaisa, Kol Mir Kachas, Shein Derech Brim Lechol, Mevarcha Malev Shaka. That's the sheet of the Rashman, the Ra, that's what the Ramah says. And the Mishabruru says, Haskamas Achron Shavarcha Mal Birkas Aruya, like Shita Sataisis. And Shita Sataisis says, Halacha Lamaisa, that it's going to be what? If it's going to be a drink, it's Shahakol. It's kind of like what Nate said, this Machlaikis. If it's not a drink, the bracha will be the bracha ruyula, which would what? Which could be a mezonos, whatever it's going to be. It could be a eitz, could be a adama, whatever the food's going to be. Halacha lemaisa. So it plugs in to be a machleis mishur ramah against gedol achronin. What's the din going to be halacha lemaisa? So I want you to get that, what we hold in that din, halacha lemaisa. Okay? I mean, that's the push of shot. I was a little surprised that the ramah is paskening like the Rashman, the ra'ah. Do you think he is? The Pashup Shad, he is paskening like them, right? Because he says, you say a bracha of what? Komer kakashen derech brim lechol, right? What does he say? Komer kakashen brim lechol, mevarcha malem shahakol, right? Anything that people don't, brim don't eat, you eat a refu, you say shahakol. That's what it seems to be, Lomaisa. Is there any other way, maybe, to read it not that way? You know, is there any way to read it not that way? So if you look in the Magen Avraham and that Ramah, the Magen Avraham says, very interesting, Lamaisa. He says, the Ramah did not mean to pass like the Rashman, the Ra'ah. That if it's L'Rafua, the Bracha Shakal. You know what he meant to say? He meant to say, Regilim, Brim, don't eat it, because it's not Ra'oi Kokach L'Achila, not because of medicine. It's because people, regular, normal people don't eat it. It's disgusting. And therefore, if you eat it, it's a Shahakal. That's the Magen Avraham's reading in the Ramah. He never meant to say like the Rashman. And the Ra'ah. He meant to say there's something you eat that's disgusting. Get this down, how to read the Ramah. That the bracha drops to Shahako. Okay? You know, but that's a very dachuk reading. The Sharatzin says in the bottom of Mishabru, that's very dachuk. And the Ramah, Lamaisa, quotes the Ra'ah kind of verbatim. If you look at the Ra'ah, it's kind of word by word the Ramah says. So he says, well, we're going back to the standard shot. Anything that's a refuah at bracha is, it's going to be a Shahako. Because Lamaisa, it's very hard to say. He says, Kol ain derech brim lechol. Derech brim means what? If it's not the derech of brim, that means sick people, right?
Yeah.
Not people that are meshuganas. No. I mean, you could term ain brim as being The people that are sick are meshuganas. It's hard to say, talking about a meshugana guy. No, he's eating something that's not ra'ui.
It's not that crazy.
Okay, but that's not the simplest reading of the Ramah is like the Sharat, seeing that he's passing like the Rosh from the Ra, straight up. Okay? Halach lamais. That's what I would say. Yes, Nate, go ahead.
Just a quick deal from our Shem and Sugya.
Yes.
Recently, the Tosfos says that if you don't get hana from the mashkid, you don't make a bracha at all, you get a refuah.
That was the Lashon HaGemara there. Lashon HaGemara is Kamash Mal Yisle Hanamine. But he just elaborated on it, Tosos. That was Tosos' elaboration of the Gemara. Right, but you're in Tosos Dirmaz of Kavan, right?
Yeah.
So that was the Maskanas Gemara. Kamash Mal Kavan Yisle Hanamine Boy Bruche. He was just Masbah the Gemara.
You're saying that the reason is for Rafua, how can you not make a bracha on that?
Well, hana means physical hana, not like not the general type of hana. You're feeling better. That's what we said.
Rashi said that you the bracha because it's a refuah, right?
Yes.
But this is the case. You have a refuah, there's no bracha.
What do you mean? I understand the Gemara.
The Gemara says that you don't make a bracha if you don't get hana.
Yes, the Gemara says
it's refuah.
Yes, it is refuah, but there's also an incidental hana with it.
And the bracha goes with.
And the hana. But if it's pure refuah and you get no hana, there wouldn't be a bracha. But there is hana. This case, there also is hana. Otherwise, you're right. There would be no bracha. It is. It is. The Rosh was commenting on food that you get hana from.
The fact you have a bracha is based on hana. The bracha itself is based on refuah.
Yeah, you're eating it for refuah. You have both elements. You have both elements.
Makes no sense.
You would never say a bracha if it's just refuah. On a pill, you don't say a bracha.
So why is the bracha based on refuah? That doesn't constitute.
Because there's hana and refuah. We're going to see vayitin the Gemara.
So make the bracha based off of hana.
You are. And the bracha is what? But the refuah affects the bracha. The what bracha you say.
Correct.
You wouldn't say any bracha if there's no hana. Hana tells me you need a bracha. But refuah is the adjective of how we bracha you're going
to
say.
I think that's hard to say.
Why?
It's clear by Tosfos to say that. That hana makes the bracha.
Hana requires you to say a bracha, but what specific bracha will be toned down based on refuah?
I think that's hard to say.
No, that's the Gemara. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. Yes, according to Rashi, but that's the Chiddush of the Gemara. Correct. Okay. All right. Very good. So I want you to get that down. How to read that Ramah? Okay. Vayter now. Go ahead, Jacob. Vayter. So what does the Gemara say? Let's see. So what the Bryce ends at Sisum and Misri. Start again. Mason Rav Yosef. Yosef has that kasha. Go ahead. What's Vishavin mean? Let's get this. What's your Shavin mean? Let's get this down. Shavin means they are equal. So this is a great example in Shas where you have to look up other Gemaras. What do you mean Vishavin? Equal about what? Obviously, there was a case before that they're arguing about. Who's they? You got to look it up. So please get this down. It's a Malachos Tanoim between Rabbeinu HaKadosh and Rabbi Yehuda on the Malach of Losh. What is Losh? Kneading. It's one of the 39 Malachas. The first 11 Malachas are called Sidur de Pas, the steps you need to make bread. Yes? Losh is right before you bake it. Yeah, that's the Malach right before you bake it. Do you remember all the malachas? I don't remember them all. Zareya, Chayresh, right? Ma'amir, right? All the malachas. Tochein, right? Tochein you need, and then right after Tochein is Losh, and then Ofen. Okay?
Where is this Gemara?
This is a Gemara on Kuf Nun Vav Amid Aleph, actually. Kuf Nun Vav, actually it's Kuf Nun Hamid Beis in Masechta Shabbos. The Mishnah lists off a Machlekes Tanoim, get it, on Losh. What must you do to be over Losh? Rabbi HaKadosh is simply putting the water in a flour, it makes you chayv and losh. Even if you don't mix it. Please get it. You got it, Gavriel? Rabbi HaKadosh is Nesina Samayim. Get it down. I'm going to write it on the board. Rabbi HaKadosh is Nesina Samayim. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda argues and he says, no, you need Nesina Samayim and you must mix it. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Lamais, if you do a shinui by mixing it in a different way, like the back of a spoon, right, or you do a crisscross, there's a whole shayla of how many shinuim you might need to do to make it a heter gomer. You may need a double shinui. You take the back of a spoon and you do a crisscross and mix it in a bizarre way. The Gemara talks about that. That's not our topic. That's when you learn Hilchos Shabbos and that Gemara there. You follow me? But the bottom line is that there's a machlokas of Tanoim, what you need to be over Losh. So that is the introduction. But when it comes to our case, what is our case? Our case is talking about a situation where they're not arguing, where they all agree, Lamaisa. And what is that? Go ahead, the Shavin. They both agree that what? Excellent. They washtus the same as shtisa. That you mix it up with a spoon. Go ahead, a lot. Go ahead. The Shabbos. And you do it a lot of Shabbos. And if you do a lot of Shabbos, no problem. Because it's considered to be raka, there's no problem of losh. Losh is only when you put together, coagulate two things that are solids. But shtisa, which is thin, which is only what? Only being mixed as a liquid in spoon. Therefore, there's no problem. It's not like a dough. And there's no isra of lisha at all. None whatsoever. That's the first case. Go ahead. The Shosin, go ahead. Oh, what's Zisim Amisri? Zisim Amisri is a thing that the Gemara says in Sochim and Beis was made of the following. It was a mashke. It was made of either barley or a papa said it was wheat. It was made of saffron and salt. Third. Okay, it was a third wheat or barley. It was a third salt. It was a third what? Third saffron. They soaked it together, they dried it out in a tanur, they grounded it up, and what's the din? This drink, lemaisa, they what? They used to drink from Pesach into Shavuos. If a person had constipation, God forbid, it was a laxative, and if he had shulshul, it would what? Stop the shulshul. It worked both. You got it? So these things were medicinal, very therapeutic, these foods. That is the brisa. Plug it in now. Visakataita, go ahead. You know, before you go on, Vita, read that Tysus, Jacob, the Shavin. Go ahead. That is a classic example. You got to look up the Gemara there. You don't know what it's talking about, the Shavin. It's equal. What's equal? Meaning the Tanaim are equal about something. They agree. Go ahead, the Shavin. Yeah, read the Brasco, the Shavin. Go ahead, the Shavin. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, see that? They argue about putting water betoch the porridge. According to Rabbi HaKadosh, you have skilu, with just water alone. Rabbi Yossi, you have to mix it in. You hadn't done it yet. Go ahead. And we know we're talking about thin stuff because it says boshin, stir. You don't stir thick stuff. Go ahead. Gvul. It doesn't say lashing gvul. What's lashing gvul mean? Coagulation, needling. Yes. Vahachi, what does it say? Boshin means what? Stir. Go ahead, Vahachi. And that's where Medayik over there in Masechta Shabbos. We're dealing with Raka here, guys. Raka. Okay? Okay, back to the Gemara now. Go ahead. So what does the Gemara say? Let's go. Visaka what? Oh, if you want to tell me that we're talking about what? We're talking about Shtira Raka and you're doing L'Rafua, then we never allow Rafua on Shabbos. Why don't we allow Rafua on Shabbos? Xera what? Where did we learn that? Rashi on the top of Lamed Vav and Aleph. You remember that by a Negro. Rashi already said that on the top. Now, when did we say Rafu is Mutter? When is Rafu Mutter on Shabbos, guys? Come on, we learned it. It was even on the Bechina, I think.
Three levels of the Ramban?
No, three levels of what? Yeah, three levels of what? Ramban? Of what a chol is. A chol is Shembo Sakana, excellent. Cannot function properly, can take a pill. But if you have a little bit of a headache, you're functioning fine. You cannot do it. Okay, go ahead. So what's going on here? How can the Brisa say it's permissible to do this on Shabbos? This is medicinal. That's a major problem with mice. How can this be permissible? Go ahead. Great kasha. Go ahead. So that is the kasha lamaisa that we are asking on who? Rav Chisda. How? Rav Chisda says, Rak is Rafu. Oh, yeah? Rak is Rafu. The wise shtut. Which is the same thing as shtisa, allowed to be drunk on Shabbos. Isn't that considered to be medicinal, which is a problem of food on Shabbos? And we're not talking about a chola, guys. We're not talking about chola. She was go ahead. So, Amalei Abaye. Amalei Abaye. Don't you hold of what? The Mishnah in Shabbos, Kuftes Mez, that says what? Excellent. All Oakland, a guy drinks Lerfuah Shabbos, all Mashkin shows Lerfuah. Meaning the fact that it says Kola Oakland means even foods that are made Lerfuah are mutter to eat on Shabbos. Right? Ah, you'll tell me what? It's Rafu on Shabbos. Ella, why is it okay? Go ahead. Ella, Maisel Chomemer, go ahead. Oh, so what's the answer to the Gemara? The answer to the Gemara is no problem. The guy intended on what? Eating and what else? What did the guy intend on doing? He intended on eating and also what? And also drinking. Yes? It was omid leboth. But as long as there's a competing theory here, what is the competing theory? It's not just for refuah. It's for achila. That makes it permissible. That absolutely makes it permissible. Hachanami also by what our case by shtita? By shtisa also, what is the din? The guy's allowed to what? The guy's allowed to eat it because l'chav l'achil and refuah. But as long as it's not purely for refuah, what's the din? Gavriel, as long as it's not purely for refuah, what's the din? It's mutter. There's another competing thing going on. It's not considered to be a problem. That's the first lashon. Go ahead, lishnach rina. What does memela mean?
Automatically.
Automatically, or yeah, go ahead. Consequently, go ahead. What's the difference between the two lashonos? The first lashon, the guy has kavana for achil and refuah. That's why it's mutter. The second lashon is that what? That if he has for achil and refuah, it'll be usher. It has to be only for what? Only for achila. Who learns like this? We're mechavet to Imre Noam. The Imre Noam says this pshat lamaisa. Exactly what we said.
Why does he say that? Because I actually looked at the Imre Noam and he doesn't have a.
You have.
In Kovitz, he didn't have anything.
Yeah, he does. Dibra Maska Lishna. Sure, he does. All right, we'll look at it tomorrow, Blinetter. You show me. It says Beferish. Imre Noam. Mamish from Noam. Yes? That's why he looked at it. Good. Now, I saw a pshat that's. Imre Noam says exactly what we said. That the Lishna Kama says something that's omid la'achila, it's mutl l'chaven af mishum refuah. As long as you are what? As long as it's omid la'achila, and the guy's mechaven for achila and for refuah, that makes it permissible. The only time it's usher on Shabbos is when it's solely for refuah. The second Lashon says, no, it's even mutter if you just, it's only mutter if you do it only for achila. If you have in mind refuah specifically, you're done. It's usher. The only time it's okay is your fru is mamele. Happens consequently, but you didn't have that in mind. In fact, I don't know how you. I'll show it to you tomorrow. In fact, there's a sefer that says pum fakir of the Imrinon. Get it down. The Birkas Rosh. The Birkas Rosh is completely the opposite. Get it down. He says, lishma kama, you must mechavin only for achila. That's what the Gemara means, l'achila ka mechavin. That's kind of like you're asking in Seder, Gavriel.
I like the Imrinon better.
Okay, it's your name. It says Birkas Rosh. No, it's not surprising to me. Okay? So the Birkas Rosh, what does the Birkas Rosh say? Birkas Rosh says, the Lishna Kama says, Yimachavin Rak Lachilo. What's the Lishna Achrina say? What does the Lishna Achrina say? It's Daibachach that it's Omid Lachilo. As long as it's not Mukach that it's Asal Rafuah. You follow me? I want you to get this down. The Birkas Rosh says, according to the Lishna Kama, you must Machavin Rak Lachilo. Rak. Please get it. According to the second Lashon, it doesn't really make a difference. As long as it's omid l'achila, that's considered to be enough. That's the lishna achrina. As long as it's omid l'achila. It's kind of like the opposite.
Yeah,
so what does the Imre Noam ask on this pshat, on the lishna achrina? What does the Mishnah say? Again, one more time, Nate. Let's get it. What does the Imre Noam say? Pashup pshat, exactly like we said, that the lishna kama says that something that is omid l'achila, and you have kavana l'achila and for refuah, then it's considered to be what? Then it's considered to be mutter. If you have it for both kavanas, it's mutter. That's the first lashon. The only time it's also is only for refuah itself. The second lashon says that no, it only is mutter if you have kavana only for achila. Yeah. If you have kavana for refuah, it'll be usher no matter what. Even if there's a competing kavana, you got it? That's the Imre Noam. The Sefer Birkas Rosh says pum fakir. Sefer Birkas Arosh says, the Lishna Kama says, you must mechavin rak l'achila. I mean, those are the literal words of the Gemara. L'gavra l'achila ka mechavin.
So how do you translate
Mela? No. In the first Lashon, again. The first Lashon. The first Lashon. Gavra l'achila ka mechavin. You got the first Lashon? We'll get to it. The Birkas Arosh says, Lishna Kama says, mechavin rak l'achila. Sam, you with me? You mechavin rak l'achila. You got that? If you're mechavin rak l'achila, it's mutter. First Lashon holds you cannot touch refuah. The second Lashon says it's enough that it's omid l'achila. And it's not muchach that's asui l'refuah. That's what it means. Gavra l'achila ka mechavin doesn't mean mechavin mamish. It means it's muchach that it's for achila. Aye, l'maisa. It might also have refuah consequences. Okay, but it's not muchach l'refuah. He interprets it, the second lashon, as being muchach.
But the first one has nothing to do with
The second lashon, when the word says mechavin, it doesn't mean mechavin. It means muchach, that it's culinary wise. It looks like for a kid. That's the. Yeah, it means muchach. That's what he says. And when Imre Noam comes along and says, come on. He says, how can you say that a list achrina? Pshat. The Mishnah says, kola ochlin, odom, ochel odom lerafua. What does kola ochlin mean? It's mutal lechavin af lerafua. What does the Mishnah say? It says, kola ochlin what? Kola ochlin, ochel odom lerafua b'shabes. Kola ochlin. Even if you're mechavin lerafua, it should be mutter. He says, my pshat is right. This is a difficult pshat. He says, very difficult pshat. Okay, we'll stick with what we thought, like Nimri Noam. That's a push of pshat in the Gemara. Okay, that's a push-up shot in the Chiddush. You got this? Okay, everyone got it? That's the vor. Okay, so it leads us to the following. Please get it. Comes out, Lamaisa, comes out, there's a tremendous Chiddush here that brings us back to the sugya of what? Brings us back to the sugya of a Nigrum, okay? Brings us back to the sugya of a Nigrum, okay? We saw the first Taisus. Let's do the second Taisus now. No, I'm reading the second Taisus. Visaka Daitach. Good. Visakadak lerefuah of day. Yeah, read the Bach. He takes out the word kol. The kevin shi karo. Kevin shi karo lerefuah. Midanaka kol. Okay, we'll continue that when we go vite in the Gemara. So, I'm sorry. No. Yeah, then you read no. Read again the that Taiskev. Isaka Daitach.
The silver, the kevin, the sheikaro, the refuah.
Yes.
The aim of Yulus was associated with Achila, Asr B'Shabbos.
Right. So, in other words, since what? Since you're doing it for refuah, Taisus says it's not the regulus to ever make this lachila, it should be Asr on Shabbos. Correct? That's Taisus. That's how Taisus is being mazmur the Gemara. Sometimes Taisus just is mazmur. He takes out the word v'chule in the Gosh Vitzion. Okay, good. Lomaisa. Read on the next few lines of the next Taisus, and then we'll stop. We'll come back to it when we get right to the Gemara. Go ahead, Vatanan. Yeah, dafilu shi karo. Take out the word kol again.
Dafilu shi karo. The refuah kevan shagawi la'achila shapir dami.
Yeah, it says kol. Kol means everything. So I don't really care where the ikur is for what? For a fool. It's roi l'achila, so therefore l'mai said, should be mutter what? It's mutter on Shabbos.
Does the Bach take out kol, and then Tosfos just says, because it says kol?
No, he takes out the first kol, the Bach. Da filu shi karo l'refu. Not the second kol, yeah. That the Gemara says. Yeah. That he leaves. Okay, so this leads us to the what? The Rashba. Let's get it. Lamaisa and the Tamid Rabbein Yonah, let's get what they say, halacha lamaisa here, okay? The Tamid Rabbein Yonah say the following. We know already what he said, that the reason why we say Sha'akol is why?
Because it's a
Shtiyah. Excellent, it's a Shtiyah, not because it's a refuah. And he proves it because why? It says, Kola Ochlin Odom Ochlin Shabbos. Anything that's made a refuah does not take away a bracha. Look at it, it says in the Mishnah, Kola Ochlin Lawad. The fact that what? You do a little food doesn't detract from the bracha. Now, I don't have this, but maybe you have it in the back of yours. Rabbi Kiveger Lamaisa. Same thing. Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger on the Rif. I don't have Rabbi Kiveger on the Rif. Look for it. He says, why doesn't the Gemara prove earlier from a Nigron? The Gemara says, a Nigron, why didn't he prove earlier? Why didn't the Tamid Rabbeinu prove earlier that anything you do for a refuah doesn't touch the bracha? What a bracha do we say on a Nigron? Aich. That was for refuah. Did it touch the bracha? Did it change the bracha at all? No. Why did he prove that from that Gemara? What did you say? Sure it was. I understand, but you ate it for refuah though, the whole thing. You ate it for refuah. And what bracha do you say on the Shemin? You say Aich, we said. Remember? You said Aich. If you drink Aliyah Nigra on the refuah, then you say what Aich. Remember that? Shemin Zayas, right? What'd you say? The borscht. What was the ikker? Was the borscht the ikker or not? You guys remember? What was the borscht? You know, the beets. The beets. Right? What was it? The anigron was what the ikker. Remember the Gemara Kasha? No, you had a sore throat. Remember? So you have a sore throat, then what becomes the ikker? The oil becomes the ikker. If the oil becomes the ikker, then what bracha? Okay, what bracha do you say? You say AIDS. Right? So you see the what? You're with us, the Tano? Okay, what bracha do you say? You say, hey, so you see from that Gemara that our food doesn't change the bracha. What if you have to stand on this? I understand, we learned it already. What do you got to prove from the Mishnah and Shabbos that our food doesn't touch the bracha, says Rabbi Kivager? Just prove from our Gemara. That's what Rabbi Kivager asks on the Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah says, oh, we see from the Mishnah that our food doesn't change brachas. Call Ochum the Shabbos. Lamaisa, the bracha, what? The bracha remains the same.
What'd you say?
You're not saying a
Shahakor. The whole thing we're delivering on is that it's about the Shia. And you're not saying
Shahakor.
You're saying
Ezer.
Just both of them.
The Rabbi Yonah says the reason why you would say Shahakor on our case of Raka is because of why? Because the Shia, not a Rafua. And how does he prove that a Rafua doesn't change the bracha? Because the Mishnah says in Shabbos, Kol Ochlan Ochlan Shabbos Rafua. Masha, whatever it does in the Rafua doesn't what? Mess up the bracha. Rabbi Kivager says this proof from a Negro. A Negro, we learn. Chosha Begrono, he says. It's a very strange, it's a very great kasha.
Is a Negro not a Shia?
What'd you say?
Is a Negro not a Shia?
It's not a Shia.
It's not, you eat it?
It's like a soup in that sense, like borscht. It's like borscht. That's what it is, borscht. Borscht is not a drink. Borscht is considered to be what? It's cooked.
It was made with salt.
I understand that, but it was made with that Negro. The Negro is the borscht.
The Negro is my salt.
I understand what it was cooked. It's schluckos. It's schluckos.
It's mine. It's liquid.
I understand, but it's schluckos. Schluckos. Cooked vegetables like a soup. And because with shemen, it's eggs.
How do you garble it? It's an ocha.
What do you say?
How do you garble it?
It goes down the throat, lamaisa, and even if you do, that's still not considered to be taken away from it. It's a soup. Soup is not an achil. Remember who said? See, Adam, the shlokas. Just put it, just because you gargle doesn't mean that has to be a shtia. Could be an ocho also. You keep there in your mouth, a candy. Okay. Now this leads us to what? Let's get this. This leads us to the Rashba. This leads us to the Rashba. What does the Rashba say? Let's get it.
He asked a question about
Amigra,
no?
The Rashba says the following. Okay, let's get it. He brings up another Gemara. Let's get it. What did he say? He says, Lafishi Toso, that you say Sha'akol, because why? What's the Rashba Shita? What's the Rashba say against Amin Rabbi Yonah? Rashba Nara. Rafua, exactly. Rashba asks, according to his own Shita, that what? The reason why he says Sha'akol is what? Rafua against the Rabbi Yonah. So who cares whether it's Rafua? Bishlam, I understand you don't say Amazonos. Because it's not made lamazon, so it's not fitting to say brei min mazonos. But why shouldn't you say a brei adama? And I'll prove it to you, Gavriel. What did the Gemara say in Lamed Vav about Kim Cherechiti? What did Rav Yudah say about Kim Cherechiti? Say brei pri adama. So why don't you say brei pri adama? And don't tell me because of Rafua, that's why you say Shahakol. Because Shemin's eyes, you drink through the Rafua, gets a brei pri eights. So you see, Rafua doesn't bring it down to Shahakol. So what's going on here? My reasoning should be faulty. The reason why you say Shahakol by Shtita is because why? Sam, because what? Sam, you with me?
Yeah.
Maybe take the jacket off. It's making you warm, too warm, Lamite. I know you're tired, Lamite, sir. You went to sleep late, but let's get it. Take off the coat. Why is Rafua tell me Shahakol? Why does Rafua, come on, why does Rafua take Shahakol? Why do you say a scarf and everything? Come on, let's go. And that makes it too, yeah, I know, but if you wake up, listen. Why is Rafua reason is Shahakol? It's against what? It's against the din. What do we say? Hanigro, you said eights, didn't touch it. Kim Chedechiti, according to Rav Yudah, you said what? Brei Pri Adama. What's going on here? I understand why you don't say Mizonos. Because Rafua tells me not to say Mizonos. I'm not doing it for Mazel. I'm doing it for Rafua. But Rabbeinu Shalom, why should it lose a Bracha, Lamaisa? Then it should go all the way to Shahako, Lamaisa. Why should it go Shahako? Say Adama. Okay, eights, I understand. I can't say eights, but it came from flour. Came from the Adama. So he says like this, I want you to get it. Amazing Chiddush, the Rashba says. He says, Shemen Zayas, the Anigron, people drink it all the time, guys, even if it's not Rafua. Even if they don't drink it for Rafua. The only thing is when you drink it for Rafua, what's the Iker? The Anigron is the Iker. And you don't say Aids. So when you drink it for Rafua, what becomes the Iker? Shemen becomes the Iker. And therefore you say a Brei Brei Aids on that. So the Derech Hanaso is Tamid Ayideshtiya. Also when you don't do it, when you don't do it Rafua. So it comes out, Lamaisa, by Nigron, it depends. If you what are drinking it, what, Shalola Rafua, then a Nigron's the Iker, and you'll say a Brei Pri Adama, because it's borscht, Lamaisa. However, if you're drinking the Rafua, then Shemin is the Iker, and then you'll say a Brei Pri Aitz, because the Derech Anah depends on Lamaisa, how you're drinking it. But when it comes to Shtisa, Raka, what is the din? The people only drink it only for a refuah. And something that you drink only for a refuah, that bracha shahakol. Because mishum ein ikra hanasa bekach. The ikra hanasa of this food is what? What is a geshmak type of shtisa? Ava is a geshmak type of shtisa. A shtisa raka is not the hanah. That's not really hanah. And therefore the ra'as is exactly like that. In fact, he says by the anigron, if you put shemen in a nigron, a little bit more than general, lamaisa, just a little bit more than general, the people normally do, lamaisa, what brach would it be? Ha'etz. But when you put a lot of shemen in, which takes it out of the manner of achila, and it's only refuah, what brach will it be? Shahakol. It'll be shahakol. Why do you say like the Magen Avraham? Well, he's highlighting the dinner refuah. He is highlighting the dinner refuah, Akiva. He's saying if you do it solely for the refuah, it'll drop it to be what? It'll drop it to be shahakol. If you put so much in lamaisa, that it's a refuah. Now, if you do a normal size, it depends why you're eating it. If you're doing it for refuah, then what? That nigra zikra be eitz. If you're doing it for the drink, then what? I'm sorry, if you do it for refuah, there goes the shemen seitz. If you're doing it for that nigron, stop not doing it for refuah, there goes a nigron se adama. When you put too much oil in, then it takes it out of a shame ochel, and therefore it'll be a shahakol. Allah lamaisa. Basically, what the Rashba is saying is that I want you to know something. I want you to know that this svara of the theory of refuah makes a lot of sense because shtisa, raka, is generally not eaten by regular people. It is only eaten by people for refuah. That's why refuah makes it a shahakol. Don't ask me kashas about a nigron and bring up the takab of kim kerechiti. Those things are eaten by people that are not us sick. Sometimes. And therefore, it's not germane to our sugya. Okay, go ahead, Gabriel. Yes?
Was Rosh was saying that sometimes people eat a nigron when they're not sick, or sometimes people eat shemen when they're not sick?
No, people eat the mixture when they're sick. But when you eat it when you're sick, the ikar is what? The shemen. That's when you say eitz. When you eat it when you're healthy, the ikar is what? The anigron. You say adam. It's the same mixture.
But he wasn't saying that people.
No, he was saying that chas v'shalom. He was saying that people eat this concoction even if they're not sick. That's the word. Shtita raka, only people eat a little food. That's it. That is the distinction that he's making. And therefore, that's why he doesn't bring up that sugya of a nigron, because we're dealing with a particular type of sugya here, shtita, and refuah, lamaisa, can be a svar white chakal when it's only eaten for refuah. You follow me? Yes, Nate, go ahead.
Rashi says that a nigron has been mahal. I always thought it was a shield, but I guess not.
Yeah. Right, that's what we said. It can be if you put a lot of shem in it, like the Ra'as says.
So
what I'm saying to you is that what the Ra'as says, you put a lot of shem in it, it's mafkiyah from ochel becomes a shtiyah shaka. That'll be the din. That's what he wants to tell you. That's what the Rashba's chiddush is. Okay, very good. So this brings us to the following now. Okay, let's see Lamaisa, Vayter Negamara, okay. Finish up the Gemara. We got to start the Tais. Go ahead, Jacob. So, what does the Gemara say? It says a tzricha what? Go ahead.
Tzricha
Rav. So we take out Shmuel. Actually, some have the Girsa, right? The Marshal takes it out, right? Why does he take it out? What's the topic at hand in the Gemara? Right, but what's the topic at hand in the Gemara? Raka. Raka is what? Shahako. Who said Raka? Rav. So why would Shmuel have to be here? Okay? That's what the Marshal takes it out. Now, I thought, like the Chafetz Hashem. But the Gemara said they're not arguing. So Shmuel would agree with that, no? So put in Shmuel. That's what the Chafetz Hashem writes. We're Mechavim the Chafetz Hashem. Chafetz Hashem says Shmuel would agree with this, even though he didn't make comment on it. But the Gemara said earlier, wasn't a machlokes, right? So you could say Shmuel just as well. That's what Chafetz Hashem says. Shmuel would agree with Rav that Raka Shahakol. So you should say Tzricha Rav and Shmuel. So Baruch Hashem mechavin to what? Mechavin to that. So what does the Gemara say? Go ahead. You need to have this comment. What do you need to have this comment for? Why is it not enough for the Brisa to teach me that it's mutter to drink what Raka on Shabbos? Even though it's omel refuah, why does Rav need to tell me what bracha? Go ahead, Dime. Hi. Go ahead. And therefore what? And therefore I would think that what on Shabbos is what? It's lachila, and the refuah comes what? Consequently, and would you have to say a bracha on Shabbos? Would you have to say a bracha on Shabbos or not?
No.
Yes,
because it's ochel, right? It's ochel. Right? It's ochel. Pashup shat, the Gemara means that on Shabbos you would have to say a bracha. Seems like that. If you're mechaven l'achil, it seems like you'd have to say a bracha. No problem. Aval hacha, go ahead. So what I want to say is the following. Means what? On Shabbos, you get out of the problem of Hilchos Refuah on Shabbos because of Mechav L'Achila and Refuah comes a Mele. Yes? But maybe I wouldn't know about a Bracha. I wouldn't know about a Bracha. I get out of the problem of Refuah, but I wouldn't know about a Bracha. I wouldn't even know about a Bracha even on Shabbos maybe. I just said a second ago on Shabbos for sure. But that's weird to say that. On Shabbos, you're going to say a Bracha and during the week, you're not going to say a Bracha? I understand, but the way the Gemara says it, it's very bizarre to say, Lamaisa, that you're going to say a bracha on Shabbos for the food, and then during the week not? It seems strange that what? We'll get out of the problem of what? The chiddush of the price was to get out of the problem of refuah on Shabbos. But mitzad the bracha, maybe I would think you wouldn't say a bracha all, even on Shabbos, Lamaisa. Because I'm just, mechavel achil to get out of the problem of refuah. That's, I think, the way you read the Gemara. It's very hard to say. I was thinking before Lamaisa to say that you're going to say a bracha on Shabbos and then not during the week. It's kind of like reminiscent of what? Reminiscent of the sugya of, remember that small place about Slav? That you're going to say a one bracha in Eretz Yisrael, remember? Adam and Chutzarts, you're going to say a eitz. Remember that? Remember we said that was very bizarre? Taisa said it was bizarre. So also during the week, during different zmanim, you're going to say different brachas? Weird to say. Even though Sfardim do say mizonos throughout the year on matzah, but they're on Pesach, they say, what a motzi. That there is an example of that, even though Bavadi himself said that he said a motzi throughout the year on matzah. I think that's the way to read the Gemara. I think that's a push-up shot. I'm more comfortable with that. About, one second, I give about what? About hacha, what's hacha mean? What does hacha mean? Here means regarding bracha. Hilchos brachas. You follow what I'm saying, Gabriel? Go ahead. About hacha. Since the whole point was what? Since the whole point is what? L'refuah? I would say there's no bracha at all. Go ahead. Even on Shabbos, I'm saying. That makes sense, no? It makes sense. You're only doing l'achila, splitting it to get out of refuah for Shabbos. But not vis-a-vis achila, hilchos brachas. The simple reading of Mara is that something's l'achila for hilchos Shabbos, Gavriel, to get you out of refuah, and something's hilchos achila for what? I'll give you an example. I remember asking Shekhar and Shir like that. Soups we considered hilchos brachas to be adama, right? So soups are considered to be like a food. We say adama. But hilchos Shabbos we don't consider soups to be what? Ochlin we consider it to be what? Liquids. You can't put it back on hachazara, right? There's a problem with liquids. Liquids are a problem. Bishlach or bishul. There's a big difference. Soups are considered one thing in hilchos brachas. It's like a food. And you say adama. And hilchos Shabbos, if you chew it as a liquid. The same thing here. For purposes of achila, we'll call it achila, get out, skirt the problem, refuah. But here, legabe brachas, go ahead. Came into achila, go ahead. Came into what? Since it's the refuah, you shouldn't say a bracha at all. I would say no bracha at all. Go ahead, come ashmalan. Same thing as lamed vav. Amarav. Go ahead, come ashmalan. Exactly. That's the chiddush of Gemara. That's why you need Rav and Shmuel to comment what bracha is on Ava, what bracha is on Raka, because the maisa, that brisa will tell you nothing about those brachas. So I think this Gemara works very well with what I just said. That you see that sometimes Hilchos Brachos and Hilchos Shabbos are not the same. I want you to get that down. By soups we say Adama, which highlights in Brachos it's a food. But in what? Hilchos Shabbos are viewed as a what? A liquid. There'll be a Bishlach or Bishl on it. Whereas solids we say in Bishlach or Bishl. About, you know, returning food on the, you know, putting food on the blech for Shabbos afternoon. L'maisa, you know, put it on a, you put it on the blech and also something else, a frying pan flipped over. You can't do that with saucy things, with liquids. You're not allowed to do that. You guys know that? You only do on solids. So you see there's a difference. I'm saying the Gemara here is making that same distinction. If you look in Rashi, one second, Kiva. Rashi takes out the word l'chachilu, poshim shad. Rashi's not going to the word l'chachilu. The pshat is, even at the beginning of the eating, if you do it l'refuah, because if the beginning of the chila is a kavana l'achila, let's say you change your mind when you put it in your mouth and say, oh, this is good for my throat. I don't care. Take out the word l'chachila. The Rashi does not have the word. You see that Rashi? Read that Rashi. Go ahead, Jacob. The Rashi says that the Rashi came the and the Rashi came
to the Rashi.
Right. Hilchasa. Right. Hilchasa Logarsinan. Right. We've had that quite a bit, right? We had quite a bit of time, Samaisa. We had that Rashi on in Lamed Vav and Aleph. We had a Baitzlach. So Rashi didn't say the word the Chachila. You hear what I'm saying? In other words, the Ikar is if at the beginning of the Achila, the beer is, even in the beginning of the Achila, if your das is refuah, your das is refuah, even in the beginning you're eating. Because if you begin to eat with a Kavanah Achila, even though if you change your mind to a refuah, that's not considered to be also a refuah. Has to be from the very what? Has to be, Lamais, from the very, very outset, the beer is even betchilas achilaso, your daito is what? Your daito is enuel refuah. And therefore, since it's Enuel Rafua, I would have a Havamina that would what? That wouldn't be a bracha. If you start off eating, of course you need a bracha. That's what he wants, a Taina Lamaisa. That's why the word El Chachila doesn't really fit in. He means Tchilas Achilaso. That's what he's trying to say. So the Chiddush of the Gemara is such that Lamaisa, we have this din, that we split between what? We thought we would split between Shabbos and brachas. Kamash Blan, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be a Shahako, and it's not considered to be a problem of Rafu Halacha L'maisa. Okay, now, yes, Nate, go ahead.
This might be a little bit of a stretch of a question, but didn't we say that the Halacha L'maisa means that there's two opinions? According to the Bahá'í, is there something that the Rav Shmuel argues still?
That's a good horror. I don't think it always has to mean that. Yeah, I don't think it always has to mean that. When it said V'Hilchasa before, there was a Machlekes, remember? I think it was a machlis. It's a very good horror. I don't think it always has to be that way, but it's a good horror. Excellent. I don't think you'll have to say that. It's a good horror, though.
I don't know how you'd be able to say it.
Yeah, it would be difficult. According to the Bahá'í, you ask a great kasha. Wouldn't fit in well. I guess he would say it doesn't always have to be like that. Maybe what I could say is that the way the Gemara reconciled there's no machlis, that's what the Gemara is saying. It's right. That's right. Correct. Maybe that's the way the Bahá'í would say. The fact that we said is no machlaikis, that's right. We had a machlaikis, so we switched. It's not a machlaikis, and that's the correct shot. Maybe that's what you could say. Okay, it's a good heart. I'm sorry, you had a kasha before. You got it?
Yeah, I guess that's
it. What was the kasha? You remember?
I just don't understand why we can't, if we're being machlaikis between, Baruch on Shabbos.
Yes.
Baruch on Shabbos.
Yes.
Why didn't it fit well in the Gemara to say that we have a different them? During Shabbos, you make a shot, like a bracha, Shabbos.
That's why I'm saying I don't want to read the Gemara like that. I want to say when the Gemara says the Mechavin L'Achila for Shabbos, that was just to get rid of the refuah problem. But the Gemara had a Havamin at that point that you wouldn't say a bracha even on Shabbos. You would not even say a bracha on Shabbos. See, I thought originally, like Jacob was thinking, that when you're Mechavin L'Achila, you're going to have to say a bracha. But I'm not comfortable with that because, you're going to say a bracha on Shabbos, not during the week. And the way you read the Gemara is, Avahachas, Hilchos Brachas. The Gemara is distinguishing between Shabbos and Hilchos Brachos. That's good what the Gemara is distinguishing between. Okay, excellent. Very good. So this leads us to the following now, okay? It comes out, Lamaisa, that we had, if you recall, and I want you to get this, it comes out that one of the three reasons, let's get to this, it's late already, why we set a bracha on beer was the third reason was shtia, correct? Now, I wanted to wait now to this sugya right now, okay? And that is that what I wanted to bring out now is, why is it that Meish Lakos, you say what, Brei Pri Adama, and why is beer not treated like Meish Lakos? That's what I want to know. You follow what I'm saying? Why is beer, you say l'shtia is a shahako, right? That's what we said by Shtisa Raka. One sec.
Does Shlakos have pieces of Shlakos in it or not?
No, we said it doesn't have. It could be a pureed soup, you say Adama, right? So let me ask you, why is it that a mashka says Shahako? We keep taking that as granted, and granted. If it's Shtia, Shtia, Shahako. Why is it that Shtia says Shahako? Why is that, Gavriel? Mr. Bruce says in Reish Ches Sivkon Chav Gimel, get it down. In Reish Ches Sivkon Gimel, you know what he says, why he says Shahako? On a shtia? Why is that, Sam? Because the mayim is the ikar. The mayim is the ikar. It's not considered to be a maichal. Most of the liquids, drinks are water-based. Yes? And therefore, you say a brach of shakal. Okay. So, one sec. So the prichadish says, I don't understand something. What did our Taisa say? Oh, exactly what Nate said. Why did Taisa say, why do we say shakal? Lamaisa? Why do we say shako on mashkin? You say shako from the din of meshlokos. Meshlokos, because people drink soup all the time. Right? Don't people drink soup all the time? Yes? And therefore the bracha still was what? Still was bray priya dama. Right? So Lomaisa, I wanna know the answer to that. Why do you say that just so something is considered to be a mashka, automatically a shahako? It's not really true. Why is it not really true? Halacha Lomaisa. Why is it not really true? Looking for my I don't know where my pen is. Okay, wherever it is. What do you say? No, it's okay. But what's the din, Lomaisa? What is the difference by Meshlakas? Meshlakas Lomaisa. Why is beer not considered Meshlakas? You say shakal, right? Shakal because why? The ikar is the mayim. Why should that be, Lamaisa? So I want you to get this, okay? The way we're going to solve this, that meshlokas is not a problem by what? Meshlokas is not a problem by beer is because why? The same answer we're going to say that beer is not a problem meshlokas is the same answer for shtisa. Okay? Whatever we're going to say by beer, Lamaisa, we're going to say for what? We're going to say for shtisa raka, the reason is shahako. Why is there no notion of meshlokas? Why can't meshlokas, which is adama, apply to beer and apply to shtisa raka? The same answer we say for beer will be the same answer for this. Okay, so let's see. So the Tshuva's Arash is bothered by this. Please get it. The Tshuva's Arash in Klal Dalin, in Simen Tet Vav, says the following. He says that shlokos are cooked l'tzorach achilas yirakos. And since the water is mekabel the tam of the yirakos, you say the brach of the yirakos. It is not meshlokos, a soup is really cooked for the vegetables. You want the taste of the vegetables, maybe you don't want the solidity of the vegetable, but you want the taste of the vegetables. That's why shlokos is yadama. On beer, what about on beer? On beer, what do you do it for? You soak the hops just for what? The liquid. You don't do it for the what? The hops? You're not doing it for the barley. They're for the bracha shahakal. And the Drisha says the same thing. If you would cook it letzorach hamayim, the tamas ormus is batal gabi the mayim. The bracha is shahakal. Halacha lemaisa. The bracha is shahakal because you're not doing it for the hops. When you do shlokas, you're doing it for the what? Vegetables. Yes, go ahead, Gabriel.
Is the rush is svara for that Europe says Adam was also a little bit of Tom Kaker because we're saying the Tom is like.
Yeah, but it's not the halachic version. It's really what you had have in mind. That's halachic. Halachic. This is more what you have in mind. Okay? So that's the answer of who? Tshuva's Arash. That will be the same answer for what? For Shtita Raka. Why is Shtita Raka going to be what? Why is Shtita Raka going to be the halach of what? The halach of Shahako. Why is that? Shtita Raka gets a mashka. Why don't you say meshlokas? What's the answer? Wasn't it? It was cooked. It was toasted, right? You soaked the whole thing. What's the answer? The answer is I'm doing it for the liquid. I'm not doing it for the what? Raka is l'rafuah of it. If I do it for the liquid, I don't get stricken with the din of meshlokas. Oh, that's according to the Tshuva's Arash. So the same answer why it says by beer comes out the same answer why what? Why don't you say shtita raka should be like what? Shlokas. Comes along Tabin Rabbeinu Yoina. Let's get it. Tabin Rabbeinu Yoina, says, why do you say a beer shako? What's the difference between that and meshlokas? Listen to what he says. He says, meshlokas, the derech is to eat it with bread. The derech of meshlokas is to eat it with bread. Just like the shlokas themselves. You eat bread with vegetables. So therefore, they're like shlokas. Just like shlokas are eaten with the bread, so too the meshlokas is eaten with the bread. So it's a Torah ochel. And therefore, it still remains adama. But beer, it's yotzel legamri from an ochel. And therefore, what? It gets a shakal. That's number one. Number two, he says, since the Sairim have a maila gedola, what's the maila gedola? Ilu yachrin, you said earlier in Shir Nei, it can be made pas. Yes? And therefore, what? You made beer out of them? You didn't make bread out of it? You made beer out of it? A lot of people would like think the beer is more of a maila. But the bottom line is that what? I don't drink, the only thing is drink Bartanur. I don't drink beer at all, Lomais. But we assume al pi halacha ilu achrina gavrilas pas, not beer. And therefore what? It's much worse than what? You made it worse than the regular barley. And therefore, because you could have made it what? You could have made it in the bread, therefore the bracha shahakol. So that also is the answer for shtita what? That's also an answer of Shtita Raka. Shtita Raka, why don't you say Meshlach Zadama? Because the bottom line is you could have made this stuff in the bread. You didn't make it in the bread. So it gets a tackle. So the same answer why you don't say Meshlach applies to the beer. The same answer why you don't say Meshlach by what? By Shtita. Both of these need to choose a rush. Both of these need to tell me your Rabbi Yain. Oh.
Barley soup.
Barley soup he asked about earlier, Lamais. It's good kasha, Lamais. It's a good kasha. If it's pure barley soup, maybe you should say Mizonos, no? Because on barley, you say Mizonos. You don't say Adama.
You could have made it into bread.
You could have made it into bread, so you say drop it to shackle.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to check it out. It's a good shayla. Very Natanel, it's a good shayla. Both of you guys are asking good. Okay. Now this brings us to Chuvis Maharami Rutenberg. Let's get it. The Maharami Rutenberg writes in the Chuvis, he writes the following. Simen Kufnun Dali. I'm not sure in the Dapia, and it could be Simakufnu and Dalit Pei, and the Chuvis Maharami Rutenberg. He gives a third kibbutz. I want you to get it. He says, Meshlags, why do you say fourth? What do you mean? We said Shlokas was made for, you're right. We said, correct. This is three total. Fourth. Number fourth kibbutz, get it. He says that soups are thick. Shlokas are thick. They're so thick, you say, Abrei Pri Adama. Mashen came by beer. It's not, you don't see them as much as the hops. Most people don't know what you're talking about by hops. They drink a beer. You know that's from hops? What are you talking about? Yeah. What is a hop? A kangaroo hops. They don't even know what the word hops is. Right? So what's the bracha? The bracha is what? Bracha Hashem, Sam, because you don't drink beer, Lamai. So the bracha is what? At least I hope you don't. So what does he say? He says the bracha is what? The bracha shakal. You follow me? So there's four chilukim, Lamai. Please get it so far. That's so far. Right? Shlokas is thick. Shtita rak is thin, right? Beer is thin. There's none of that stuff in it. Yes? Number five. Fifth chiluk, please. The Bach and the Taz, father-in-law and son-in-law. Sam, the Bach and the Taz, they answer that Meshlokos is nichnas tam beprimayim. The vegetable soup is like, what are you, I'm tasting peas. The tam of ayim is ketam apri. Kind of like Gabriel was saying, tam kicker. Therefore, you said the bracha what? But he's focusing on the tam, though, Nate. The tam. No, the rush was focused on, it was Litzorach. It was Litzorach. He didn't focus on the tam. He was talking on, it was Litzorach Achilas Yerakus. He didn't really hone in on the tam. This is honing in on the tam. He said, you're cooking Litzorach Achilas Yerakus. It's similar. I hear you, it's similar, but he's not focused on tam. Here he says the tam. Mashiach Kain, let me ask you a question. When you drink beer, there's no tam. The tam is char, it's not tam, it's saorim. It's a new mixture. It's called beer. Therefore, it's a bracha of shakal. The same thing, the shtita raka. Shtita raka lamaisa is not like that. You don't have the parched what? The parched toast, right, of the kalui. So those are five chilukim lamaisa that differentiate shtita and shechar from what?
From
Meshlokos. Excellent. Okay. So there's two other answers I saw. I want you to get it down. Seven answers total. Please get it. It's a good kasha for a bechina. Give me two topics where we had seven answers. Seven chilukim between what? May payers, may shlokos, and seven tirutzim why beer and shtita raka do not get stricken with what? With the din of shlokos. Correct. Yes, go ahead quickly, Jacob.
Before we go to the next one, Kirby, this should be the last one.
Yeah, the fifth one is tam. You want to have the tam. Shlokos, they have the tam. So both Nate and Gabriel said it's very similar to Chuvis Arush. Chuvis Arush just said Litzor Chachilus here, because they didn't say the tam. He's focusing on the tam. Okay, last two terutzim. The oldest Talmud. Please get it. The oldest Talmud writes, he thinks that Meshlokos, the pri is nimsa betocha marak. This is what you said before, Nate, you were asking. It's inside. The pea is inside. The tomato is inside. The potato is inside.
Inside
the shlokos. The potatoes, you have pieces of potatoes. He learns also that Meshlokos being adamas when the thing is inside of it. The tomato is there, potato is there. They used to make that. There used to be an excellent restaurant, Ratner's, in the Lower East Side, long before when I was your age, at least. They still have it in YU.
What's it called?
Ratner's. Delicious. Milchik restaurant in the Lower East Side. It's delicious. They used to make the soups like that, where the tomato would still be in there, or the peas would still be in there. And that's when you say, Brei Pri Adama. Let me ask you a question. Just last time you had beer, you see hops in there? No guy would drink the beer. They go bankrupt. No? It is similar to Maharami Rutenberg, but the only thing is, he said thickness. He didn't say it had to be inside. He didn't say it had to be inside the actual tomato. It was a thick tomato soup, but it didn't have to be inside. And therefore, that's his that's his distinction. He says, that's why he thinks what? He says, I'm not certain. He does say Sarachim. Okay.
If you put salt in a soup, you can't see the salt.
Yeah, it's not going to be changed. Not going to change it, Lamar. It's not going to change it. It's good kashrut. I'm not going to change it. So he says Sarachim on that last answer. Then the last answer he gives Olas Tumen. Please get it. The Olas Tumen says, I'll tell you why you don't say beer, Lamaisa, Brei Pri Adam. Why is it? This is very interesting to me. I want you to get it. Normally, what'd you say? The second answer to Olas Tumen, 7 in total. Okay? Listen to what he says. I mentioned to you once before. In Taruvis, in Yordea, usually what's the ratio for Bittel? 2 to 1 or 60, Shishim. Remember I told you that? Yavish b'yavish. You have dry things. You have three hamburgers. Right? 2 kosher hamburgers, OU, 1 quarter pounder from McDonald's. They get mixed all together. Chad betrays Bittel. Okay? You never heard of quarter pounder? Of course you have, no? You never heard of quarter pounder from McDonald's? Baruch Hashem. Okay, good. I'm glad you never heard of it. But whatever. If you get it mixed in, Chad betrays Bittel. What happens if you have liquid? I have a fleishik soup, a drop of milk falls in, you need shishim. It's a very interesting din. I want you to get it by yayin, by wine. What is the ratio to make wine to dilute the wine that you put water in? 6 to 1. Gemara says above Babasra. Get it down. 6 to 1. Okay? 6 to 1. We find by wine, there's 6 meters of water. If you put 6 quarts of water into wine, it's Mavato L'Shem Yayin. 6 to 1, okay? When they made wine, they don't make it 6 to 1. It's too much water put in. It won't be good wine. But 6 to 1 is Mavata. It's a new ratio. A lot of guys don't even know. It's a Beferish Gemara Bava Basra. Sadi Vava Mer Aleph. You got me? He wants to say amazing Chiddush, a Whopper Chiddush, a Whopper. What's the Whopper Chiddush? I'm talking about the hamburgers, right? So it's a Whopper. What was the Whopper? Beer, he says 6 to 1 too. It's 6 to 1 as well. That's how they prepare beer. They put 6 to 1 of beer in. Therefore, Natana, what's the bruch on beer? Shahakol. Wow. Mugnerum says this is nuts. Mugnerum lived in the 1600s. Olas Tumen is early Akron. Early Gerol Akronim. Mugnerum says this is nuts. That ratio is only found by what? Wine. Why is he applying it to what? Beer. And he leaves it as a kasha. Wow. He says he leaves it as a kasha. Only by yain is there such a din 6 to 1. That it's about that. Not by beer. So the last two answers, the oldest Tumen, he himself, the 6th answer, he said Sarachim, and the 7th answer, the Magarom Astan. You got me? So please chazer this over. There's a lot more we got to do. You didn't do the bottom touch. We got to finish up. Everyone have a wonderful day. Please don't forget, Minchah B'Minyan.